The cultural blockade around Cuba seems to be on the verge of crumbling, and that's good news for music lovers here. It means one of the world's most influential sources of music may once again be mixing with American pop. All this at a time when interest in Latin music here is at a peak. Music critic Milo Miles has a review of two new Cuban music releases. The Buena Vista Social Club was produced by Rye Cooter and features him on guitar. And the 4-CD collection I Am Time is a retrospective of Cuba's musical past.
With its very potent mix of Spanish, French, African, and more, Cuba's tunes are more rhythmic than any others that are more melodic, and more melodic than any others that are more rhythmic. What a combination. It's no wonder it's so easy to accept the Cuban invitation, and the selection of Cuban music in America has never been better. A case in point is the new 4-CD collection, I Am Time. Like the 112-page booklet that comes with the box, the CDs are almost too packed with information. But the division of musical forms is so sensible and well-executed that given a limitation of reasonable size, it's hard to imagine a superior overview of Cuban music. One disc gets folkloric roots, another highlights singers, a third goes for dance bands, and the final volume profiles Cuban jazz. The sheer abundance of material and interconnections defies brief summary, so a single example of the smarts that went into assembling this box set will have to do. Since a grasp of the basic rhythms underlying all Cuban music is essential to feel any of it, the folklore disc is crucial. Most such introductions bog down with cuts that are too long and too relentlessly percussive, turning off everybody but beat nuts. The first volume of I Am Time makes sure that for the critical first few tracks, the singing voices are as vivid and penetrating as the polyrhythms, and that at least some horns and strings arrive soon. This sensitivity to the listener, combined with astute choices of material, make I Am Time a recommended indulgence for anyone with an interest in world music. Another Cuban album to look for is the Buena Vista Social Club. Back in March 1996, top flight guitarist Rye Cooter went down to Havana for some recording sessions. Cooter assembled the group, called it the Buena Vista Social Club, and produced their debut. Besides Cooter, there are two other guitarists, 89-year-old Company Segundo and Eliades Ochoa. All three swirl around each other on the tune Chan Chan. De Alto Cedro voy para Marcané, llego a Puerto voy para Mayarín. De Alto Cedro voy para Marcané, llego a Puerto voy para Mayarín. But the Buena Vista Social Club is much more than a picker festival. Several cuts break free on the voices of Ochoa and 70-year-old Ibrahim Ferrer, and Ruben Gonzalez's piano floats into the mix with seasoned assurance. The atmosphere becomes the star, suggesting an after-hours Caribbean cafe untouched by time. Cooter has praised this album highly, and his enthusiasm seems apt. He often seeks to make records that are a particular paradox, new antiques. Here he gets the clarity and eclecticism of a modern recording, but also the camaraderie and understanding of community that only great local stars can attain. The Buena Vista Social Club is certain to become another of Cooter's popular World Music Summit meetings.
Milo Miles is a music critic living in Cambridge. He reviewed the new box set I Am Time on Blue Jackal and the Buena Vista Social Club debut on World Circuit Nonesuch.